dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It is Friday. That means all the Friday features, including Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday. But we kick it off with You Big Dummy. Esmeralda, you ready for the dummies?
I'm ready.
It's been a while since you've been down here with the dummies.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the stories.
Like,
I mean,
you bring them in.
I mean, me and Tom and Vic. That's what
oh,
I'm.
Oh,
yeah, that's
what
I'm. Dummy number one. By the way, these are real stories.
Mm-hmm.
Real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And we've got our. Usually we have a caller call in for the third vote, but you're here, Esmeralda. So you will be our third vote for this
okay.
morning.
Okay.
So. Listen closely to the dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Dummy number one. A Massachusetts man sparked a fire on his family's home roof last week as he tried to get rid of a pesky hornet's nest with a Roman candle. Dave Schmida of Sturbridge first tried using Raid, an insecticide spray. Do we really need to have that detail? Everybody knows what Raid is, right? For those people who don't live on planet Earth. But that didn't work, so he decided to use a firework instead. A video taken by his brother Matthew shows Dave firing three shots towards the hornet's nest nestled in a corner of the roof on the third floor of their home. What an idiot. His first three shots missed, but the fourth hit its target in the hornet's nest and went up into flames. Matthew Schmida posted the video on Twitter on August 12th, writing, "This was not the best way to take down a hornet's nest." Wait, stop, someone could be heard saying in the video. "There's a fire! It's the nest, and it went up immediately," Dave Schmida told the Telegram and Gazette. He then went upstairs to put the fire out with a fire extinguisher. Dave Schmida can be seen in the video leaning out of the window with a fire extinguisher in his hand. The roof suffered minimal damage. Some boards were burned, and now there's a small hole in the house. "I did get rid of the bees, so mission accomplished." By the way, fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts for anyone without a professional license.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two. Three people have been cited for riding scooters on the freeway on Monday, according to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. It happened on the I-94. It happened on I-94 near the Marquette Interchange. Do you ever have a traffic report in the past, Esmeralda, with scooters on the roads?
No. I haven't been here for that.
It's
the scooters arrived.
Yeah, the scooters are all over the place now.
Yeah.
It was really strange. You know where I live.
Yeah.
There were two in front of my apartment building.
Like, yeah, you're the
random...
Irving Park.
Yeah.
That's the cutoff for the.
Oh, it is?
For the program, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no wonder. Because there were two in front of my apartment at
yeah.
the same time. Like in different parts. Like at the end of the building and at the other corner.
Mm.
I came home. I'm like, what the hell is this? So, because you can leave them anywhere.
Yeah.
So, all right. There you go. Let's get back to this. It happened on I-94 near Marquette Interchange, one of the busiest areas of the city. Deputies responded to westbound I-94 at 20th Street around 1 p.m. The sheriff's deputy pulled the group over and gave them a ride off of the freeway. The scooter riders told deputies they were visiting from Texas and were using their GPS to navigate to the Harley-Davidson Museum on their scooter. There's just something really hilarious about people on scooters going to the Harley-Davidson Museum. Like, the complete opposite of a Harley-Davidson is riding on a scooter. "We obviously don't give any intelligence tests before people get to take these things out," the mayor said. Why someone would think it made sense to take one of these scooters on an interstate is beyond me. Up until now, the biggest problem has been people riding on the sidewalks instead of the street. It led the mayor to temporarily suspend the program and warn residents if they don't start following the rules, the scooters can disappear. This is a pilot program, and that means that we can very quickly change it if things are not working, the mayor said. People have to use a little common sense here, and if you're taking a scooter on the expressway, you're not using common sense. The three were cited for riding on the freeway. It'll cost them $204 each.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Okay, I get it. I see how it works. Apparently, in our current police state, it's illegal to try and fix the tires on your own car with the crap that you find in forgotten office first aid kit. Maybe not illegal, but just pretty stupid. And the part about being under the influence of drugs while driving, that's illegal. A Mercedes driver in the Mission Viejo, California, learned all this. The 26-year-old was spotted by a passerby around 6 a.m. in the morning where the mid-2000s Mercedes-Benz M-Class was parked on the side of the road. By the car, surrounded by a lot of small, fuzzy wrappers, was the driver who was attempting to repair two severely damaged tires with gauze and Band-Aids. It's not clear if the driver warned approaching police by saying, "Officers, we're losing them. Let me work." And then proceeded to attempt to give the tires CPR. But what is clear is that you can't staunch tires bleeding air with gauze, partially because air doesn't clot and partially because what kind of idiot are you? I do like that it appears that gauze had been packed into the sizable tire wound. What I'd really like to know is if the driver actually had the medical supplies with him or if he specifically went out to purchase them to try and repair the tire. The man eventually was arrested by Mission Viejo police on suspicion of being under the influence of drugs, though it's possible that the police just wanted to be nice so the guy could be responsible to have a reasonable explanation as to why he's such an idiot.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
All right. Why don't we take a break here for some weather? Band-Aids and gauze.
I mean, MacGyver worked with less.
MacGyver. Well, more like MacGruber, which, by the way, is a funny movie, and I don't care what anybody says. That's the, you know, of all of the, no, actually, it's Pat is the SNL spinoff movie that's made the least amount of money. Pat, but MacGruber is second.
Oh, wow.
And MacGruber is hilarious. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care. I love that movie, and I think it's hysterical. All right. Well, let's take a break here. We got some weather. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up the dummies, and then we'll get to the other regular features right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the WGN Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago on this Friday morning. Yeah, man, Friday. That means regular features, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday. Luscious Hushes will take your requests at 312-981-7200. But let's get back to it. Right now, we're doing... You Big Dummy! Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A man carrying a life-size doll he found in a downtown dumpster through the streets caused quite a furor Tuesday morning. Multiple emergency calls were received beginning shortly after 11:30 a.m., according to Kansas City, Missouri Police Department's Twitter page. Panicked passersby said the man was, quote, carrying a topless, unconscious woman. One caller said it looked like, quote, he wanted to throw her over a bridge. Another noted that he, quote, dropped her on the sidewalk and drug her head over the curb. Other callers noted the man had slung the quote-unquote woman over his shoulder and appeared to be trying to dress her. Finally, one caller said the man was yelling "Savior" while holding a woman near the 12th Street Bridge. Several officers responded to the scene only to discover the man was carrying a doll, which he told police he found in the dumpster of a restaurant at 16th Street and Broadway, according to KCPD's tweet. He had carried her into the woods, but officers instructed the man not to carry the doll around in the public anymore. They let this guy walk off into the woods? What? I don't know, but that doesn't sound very good.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five. Three homes caught fire in Newburgh Heights late Monday afternoon. The fires happened on Pierce Avenue near Washington Park Boulevard just before 4 p.m. The homes are all apparently owned by one person. The homeowner was using a blowtorch on some weeds around his home when his truck caught fire, exploded, and set the other two homes ablaze, Mayor Trevor Edkins said. There were no injuries reported. The state fire marshal's office was called to assist Newburgh Heights fire officials in their investigation. Crews from several fire departments also responded to help extinguish the flames. The Broadview Heights Fire Department shared a bunch of photos of the blaze on their Facebook page.
La dee dee, they la dee dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Okay, we have to vote here on. Who's the biggest dummy? We never have a shortage of dummies. This is a segment that will never end because people are dumb. All right, we have to vote on our dummies. Here's the recap. We got the dummy who used a Roman candle to kill kill hornets and he sparks a fire. We got the dummies who rode their scooters on I-94. We got the dummy who repaired his flat tires with Band-Aids and gauze. We got the dummy who was lugging around a life-size doll through Kansas City and then into the woods. And we got the dummy who started multiple fires while he was blowtorching weeds. So, Tom, where are you going?
Well, initially, I wanted to go with the guy with the doll because he literally has a big dummy.
Yeah.
But it's got to be the dude who... was blowtorching weeds
until his truck blew up.
It's like I don't know. That's like the nuclear option, you know. Oh man, I've got these weeds around my house. So let me go grab the blowtorch.
Yeah,
seriously,
because somebody else was using a Roman candle, so I can't use the Roman candle. That guy next door is using it for the hornet's nest. Yeah, so
that's just stupid.
I'm gonna get my blowtorch.
What a moron. So, yeah, guy with the blowtorch. Okay. That's just too much.
All right. I really enjoy the guy with the Band-Aids and the gauze fixing his tires. For some reason, that just really cracks me up. I like the two idiots started fires in two different ways. One with a Roman candle trying to kill. I did kill the hornets. I killed the hornets, so it did work. Mission accomplished. You started your roof on fire, though, you idiot. But I, too, have to go with the blowtorch man. I have to go with, I just keep picturing R.J. McCready out there.
You've got to be freaking kidding me.
McCready says he wants the blowtorch. He wants the what? Fight the flamethrower. McCready wants the flamethrower. He wants the what? David Keith. He wants the what? All right. So I went with Blowtorch Man, and Tom went with R.J. McCready as well. Well, who are you going with?
The Blowtorch.
Blowtorch. It's a unanimous.
Yeah. How did he think, like...
I like
it. How did he think it would be a contained fire?
Right. He's in a blowtorch. He blows up his truck.
My dang truck.
He blew up his truck. Two other houses that he owned were on fire.
I guess it's nothing to him. He owns three houses.
He owns three. I got more houses than I got trucks.
It's fine.
I got more houses than I got blowtorches.
Let me get the good blowtorch.
Yeah. I got to call up my friend R.J. McCready. Mac wants the flamethrower. Mac wants the what? That's from The Thing, as well.
Okay.
Because Kurt Russell spends a significant
light
amount
it
of
on fire.
He spends a significant amount of time in that movie wielding a flamethrower. Mac wants the what? All right. Okay. Lots of flames this week on the dummy report.
Mm.
Dummies.
It seems like dumb people and fire just kind of happen together.
Oh no, that happens a lot. That's a common theme on Friday morning when you know Esmeralda, you
terrible cocktail.
It's a
for them.
Dummies. All right, let's break here, and we'll break for the news, and then after the news, we'll come back and we will continue with our regular features, straight out of context, and we maybe have Lou Manfredini, Esmeralda.
Oh,
would be nice because you're here visiting. And then we'll have Nick D's show Spies, and then the funky stuff starts.
Get cream to clear that up.
I was quoting Prodigy. I can't say the word. It's funky stuff, I have to say.
F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
There it is. Another one of our regular Friday features. This is Straight Out of Context. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Esmeralda Leon has been joining us this morning. It's always great. Esmeralda shows up. And this is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle a little bit, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. Tom, shall we start the thing?
Let's do this. Okay, so it seems like the universe wanted to align for Esmeralda being here.
Okay.
Because this is Lou Manfredini Fest, basically.
Yeah.
How about that, Esmeralda? Esmeralda, for those who don't know, Esmeralda loves the segment, but particularly when Lou Manfredini is caught on Straight Out of Context. So the universe knew that you'd be here.
Lou knew,
and he was like, I'm going to go a whole week of going nuts.
He had no idea, but he knew.
He knew.
All right. So let's start off with Don from Marengo. Here's Lou Manfredini.
Rub it again. Nothing harsh. I don't want anything super strong.
Oh, man. Okay.
And then again, Lou Manfredini, this one from Mark D. in Aurora.
I like the small ball.
Are you talking about baseball?
Yeah, talking a little
about
baseball.
Little single here, a little double there.
A little small ball.
Yeah.
A little small ball. This is an interesting one. Dean Richards here, caught by Linda.
Sounds like one without nuts, too.
Well, what the hell?
It's a little tough to hear them, but they're talking about squirrels.
Sounds like one without nuts, too.
Something about his nuts?
Sounds like one without nuts, while Steve Cochran is making active squirrel sounds. That is Steve Cochran as a squirrel man.
That was Steve Cochran as a squirrel.
As a squirrel man.
And Dean saying that he has no nuts.
Yes.
Okay.
Tough one there. Hmm. But we'll follow it up with another Dean caught by Dirty Dave.
I wouldn't even finish getting done licking myself.
Dean double jointed? What's that?
He's got an amazing ability. He must be half cat.
All right.
All right. Again, Lou Manfredini. This one coming to us from Lake Geneva Dan. This might be an all-timer.
It's for natural and Ipe tones, deep penetrating.
With music in the background, too.
Yeah, I love the Katy Perry.
Yeah. Was that Katy Perry?
Katy Perry as he talks about penetrating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, number six here, Steve Cochran caught by Brian J.
And I didn't hit it again. I'll hit it again right now.
I think that's the second time that Steve has been on in the past few weeks with that very similar hit it thing.
He's got to hit it.
Yeah, he's got to hit it.
But he can't quit it.
That's right.
Next up, Dave Ennett caught by Jesse.
See, hold on. You love Lou Manfredini.
Yeah.
When he's on this. I love it when Dave is on.
Those are good, too.
Yeah, I love it when Dave Ennett is on Straight Out of Context. Okay.
All right.
And a tattoo of two rabbits mating on his right arm.
What?
And a tattoo of two rabbits mating.
Who voluntarily goes into a tattoo place and says, I would like a tattoo of two rabbits doing it?
Apparently it was some artist rendition of Larry Bird. But like,
wait, it was supposed to be Larry Bird, but it looked like two rabbits.
No, it was Larry Bird.
Oh, Larry Bird had a tattoo?
Yeah, it was someone painted a mural of Larry Bird and put a bunch of lewd things
on it. Oh, I see. Okay. I thought for some reason Larry Bird had a tattoo of two rabbits mating in real life.
Very, what a legend.
Very random, very weird thing right there. Oh, man.
All right. Next.
Do you think there's anybody out there who has a tattoo of tattoo? Hervé Villechaize?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got to, right?
Are you kidding me?
You want to see my tattoo and it's Hervé Villechaize? That would be pretty good. A tattoo of tattoo. All right.
On Tatooine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Very nice. Mm-hmm. What is that? Is that the desert planet, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that is the desert planet.
Is that the one that has the two suns where Luke is majestically looking out? Yeah. What does he have to go into town for?
Power converters.
That's right. The worst line reading in the history of film.
But Uncle Ben,
I got to go and get the power converters into town.
All the other kids.
Okay, what's next?
All right, Rokan here caught by Fox Valley Mike.
Turns out women are damn near naked down there anyway.
Right.
What? What? Who agreed with him? Right.
That's Kevin Powell.
That was K-Powell? Right.
Of course.
Yeah, he's getting ready to go to Mexico. What does he care? Okay.
All right, lucky enough. Oh, even more Lou.
Wow, this is amazing.
This one caught by Brian.
It's probably about 10 inches long, which will be plenty.
Yeah, that'll be plenty, Lou.
More than enough.
That'll be plenty. Okay.
All right, the young Lauren Lapka appearing here.
Right.
This one caught by Timothy.
Well, if I can, if Brian can get me ready, I just wanted to get in the mood for, you know, the biggest thing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? Whoa.
The biggest thing. All right.
Well, Lou's got 10 inches, so.
It's plenty.
It's more than enough.
Wait a minute. Mary's going to say something. Mary, were you going to say something? Hold on a second. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say I have not trained her well.
No.
Yet. In this.
Oh, you mean in
how to avoid this.
Straight Out of Context.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently she has not learned young Lauren.
Well, actually that's a big one too.
Is bad.
Yeah.
She should have stopped herself right away. As soon as she said show me.
Yeah.
You can't avoid the Straight Out of Context.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But I just love the fact that sometimes somebody will say something and then immediately go, oh man, that's gonna end up on the Yeah. I even do that. When I say something, I'm like, yeah, that's gonna end up on the show.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Speaking of Nick D.
Oh, look at that. See, this is a segue. That That's a segue.
That's why you got that plaque.
That's why I got the plaque in the sidewalk across the river. That's right.
All right, caught by Mark here.
You want to clean my box now? Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, Esmeralda, I was talking about cats.
Yeah.
Okay.
And about how, you know how they are. Just shut up, feed me. clean the litter box now and just shut your mouth. Yeah, but come over here, let's cuddle. Shut up, feed me, shut your mouth. I'm going to go pee on the bed. That's my imitation of a cat.
That's very accurate.
It is totally accurate. Yeah. That's why I love cats, because of that attitude. I love it. Okay.
All right, next up here, this is another Dave Bennett.
Oh,
we're getting a double dose of Dave Bennett here. Caught by Brian.
I don't remember the last time I took it out.
We got to hear that one more time. Let's hear that one more time.
I don't remember the last time I took it out.
Goodness, Dave.
Oh, that's so good. Okay.
Jeez. All right. We got two here for you.
Me?
Even more Nick D.
Come on, man.
Extra Nick D. This one coming to us from Debbie.
So I'm getting it on. I'm getting it from both ends. Yeah, I knew it. That was one that I knew. That was one. As soon as I said it, I went, oh, man. Yeah.
And then here's one from Dawn.
In Hawaii, no celebration is complete without a lay. By the way, Dave is here. I want to see if we can get Dave to talk a little bit about the last time he took it out.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. Did you hear yourself?
I did, Nick.
Yeah. And what were you talking about?
Thank you.
No, thank the listener. Thank the listener.
Yes, I have no idea. Maybe it was two rabbits mating on Larry Bird's shoulder.
That's twice you appeared. I think that's a record. Twice.
I think it might be, yes.
In one segment.
Yes, I pride myself like Mary on avoiding Straight out of context.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Welcome. Okay, what's next?
All right, another couple quick ones here. This one's coming to us from Maria. It's Lou Manfredini yet again.
Wow.
Squirt some of that over the top of it.
And, you know, this was one that got sent in last second, literally at 3 o'clock this morning. And, you know, this is from listener Chris, and I wanted to see if I could include it because it's Esmeralda. So let's try it out.
What came first?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, it was nice for the listener to keep it so
nice.
Close.
Thank
that
you.
Was very nice. That was Esmeralda.
You know, I didn't know Wendy.
And no Wendy this week.
No Wendy this week.
Was she on vacation? Was she on vacation? That's kind of the only explanation. So, all right. Let's break here for weather. And when we come back, we've got Nick D Show Spies. And then we'll do some funky stuff before we get out of here with your Fly Jams Fridays.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. Spies. Spies.
Like us.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here till 5 a.m. And then coming up is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, continuing with our regular Friday features, this is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Tom.
All right, so this was just one spy this week, but it came to us from a number of people. I'm going to give credit to Tim and Celine, and also, let's see here, another one. Deanna also let us know about this one. So this is Roger Badish on the Matt Bubala Show.
Unless it's like when we were kids and you'd try to, I'm sorry, everybody, if you're going to be offended by this, but it is 1:19 in the morning. And Roger led us down this path. But as a kid...
Yes.
I don't know if you ever did this, Roger, but I will admit that I did this a few times. Because I read about it, and then I thought I got to try this. Where you would pass gas
yeah.
by holding a cup up to your cheeks, and then you saran wrap it immediately.
Yeah.
To hold it in. And then you get to your brother or sister, whoever you want to torture.
Uh-huh.
And you come up to them and you whip that off and hold it right up to their nose. How if
do you
that,
know that
truly works, I don't know.
Do you know that Nick is going to have a field day with this on Friday?
Oh, okay.
I guess you needed to hear it.
Out of context or something? He was thinking it was out of context.
I really thought you might be interested
yeah.
in.
I was thinking while Bubala was telling this story about farting into a cup, I was like, how the hell does this have anything to do with me? Where's But leave it to Roger to pull me into that. leave it to Banish to pull me into that. Okay. That was interesting. All right. do we want to say hello to the Fly Jams Friday?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, there you go. All right, it's time for the Fly Jams Friday. Let's say hello to our DJ, Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Ah. Hey, by the way, Tom, Dean gave Ready or Not a B+.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to it. And by the way, now he's about to grade that stupid Gerard Butler falling.
Angel has fallen.
C+.
Now I'll see it.
It's going to... Why?
I don't know. I get to see movies. Remember, I get to see movies for free?
Yeah, but come on, man.
How many is that now? Sequels or whatever?
That's the third of the,
of the Fallens.
Gerard Butler running around like an idiot movie. So, all right. Well, do we have some requesties?
Oh, of course we do.
All right.
First one up here, it's a classic. The Sugar Hill Gang with Apache coming to us from the 773. Thank you very much, 773. We love you.
That's a classic right there.
Is it Custer?
Custer? Yeah, Custer, yeah. Like General Custer.
Like General Custer, yeah.
Jump on it!
Yeah.
Get in that line, General.
That's right. Hey, by the way, the Wiggles are in town this weekend.
Oh, boy.
No. Wake up, Jeff.
Yeah.
Are okay. you going to go see him?
Of course. They're staying at my place.
Good friends with the Wiggles.
That's right. I'll get home. The Wiggles will be waiting for me. All right. Next.
Next, coming to us from Harold, it's Tina Turner with her cover of Whole Lotta Love.
That's a great version, by the way.
I had not heard it until I got the request.
She's a badass.
That's incredible.
She's a badass, Tina Turner.
Oh, totally.
You know, she's a badass in every way. And, by the way, just to make sure that she has full badassery forever,
mm-hmm.
She's in a Mad Max movie.
True.
Oh, yeah.
That's Beyond it. Thunderdome.
That's it. If you wanted to be a bigger badass, was it possible? Yes, you're in a Mad Max movie. Okay, what's next?
All right, next up, coming to us from Bennett, the Business of Funk Wake Night.
Bennett.
A classic, stone cold, funkadelic, Can You Get to That? I love it.
Separation and it blew everything. Hey, by the way, speaking of fly jams and funky,
mm-hmm.
Missy Elliott's releasing her first album in 14 years.
I saw that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. About time.
Yeah, what the hell? Where you been? All right, I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, one more quick one. Mike in Louisville wanted to hear a little Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Here's Rock With You.
That's such a great song.
Unbelievable.
That's my favorite. That is my favorite Michael Jackson song of all time. Without question.
Wow.
I love that song. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks, everybody, for fly jamming it.